Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This week, an event will celebrate women making a difference across Sacramento. The Outstanding Women Leaders Gala has been going on for more than a quarter century, honoring women who are breaking or redefining the mold, from business owners to government and those advocating for others in their community. The special night is hosted by the National Association of Women Business Owners, or NAWBO. The Sacramento Valley chapter has been around for more than three decades, providing mentorship and advocacy so that women can thrive in a professional environment that historically was either non-existent or limiting at best. Joining us now is Christina Dixon, president-elect of NAWBO Sacramento Valley. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, Christina, when did your story with the National Association of Women Business Owners, when did it begin?
About 2 years ago now, I was approached by a board member who thought I might be a good fit for it. And actually, Liliana Bernal, who is our current president, brought me on. And it's been a wild ride ever since.
How do you explain the organization to someone who's learning about it for the first time?
Sure. So NABO, as it's kind of our short term for it, NABO is a national association. So we are nationally backed. And we are an organization dedicated to educating, advocating, and elevating women business owners, women executives, and women leaders.
Mm. We're talking because this week is a pretty big and fun one for your organization. It's the OWL Gala, which is Outstanding Women Leaders Gala. It's been around for 27 years now. When I take all of that in that time, you know, more than two decades, I think about the progress women have made in that time, which is significant. How has this event and the organization evolved alongside that progress?
That's a great question. So it's interesting because our chapter was started in 1987. So that's math I really can't do. You're right.
Almost 30 years ago. Yeah.
By Eva Garcia, who is still, her daughter is our longest standing member. And so I think the organization has changed a lot over the years, because in the beginning it was more of a fight to kind of be heard and be recognized as our important participants in the community. And now there are so many community organizations that we partner with that we can collaborate and do meaningful work together. For example, just last week we gathered with first partner Jennifer Seibel Newsom at the Equal Pay Signatory Celebration at the Governor's Mansion. We're also partnering with Women of SAC. We're also partnering with the California Commission on the Status of Women and Girls. So a lot of really great organizations, and I feel like there's so much more support and interest right now in supporting women in all aspects of governance, leadership, and business ownership.
Yeah, you bring up a really important point, because I think possibly initially when people think about this gala or NABO, it's just for women in business or entrepreneurs, but that would be limiting. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there's others who are part of this organization.
Absolutely. Not only do we have corporate partners that are our male allies and corporate partners in general, we also have community partners. So we partner with a lot of different organizations in the community that are working towards the same types of goals for educating, elevating, and advocating for women, not only in business, but also in the community, leadership, and so forth.
What makes the gala so special? What are you looking forward to?
It's pretty cool because it's a black tie event, and this is our largest venue ever. So last year we were at the Mozak. As you know, that's SMUD's building, and SMUD is one of our presenting sponsors. So we were really excited to have it there, especially since it had just opened.
Yeah, the Museum of Science and Curiosity.
Exactly. But unfortunately, we outgrew that space, and now we're at the Arden Hills Country Club, and we are sold out with a wait list. So we are thrilled that there's so much support and excitement about this event, and really so that we can properly honor esteemed women and leaders in our community.
I was reading through some of the names of the women who are going to be recognized. They're finalists. Mm-hmm. One of them was actually on our show last week, Denora Klinger. And obviously, Denora created Mariachi Bonitas, mm-hmm. an all-female mariachi band. And she's being recognized as a finalist, as a trailblazer. Who are some other finalists that resonate with you?
Gosh, there's so many. Denora was fabulous. I met her last Friday at our pre-gala reception for corporate partners and finalists, and so inspiring. I loved meeting her. I think that there's so many, gosh. Anne Bouchard, I'm familiar with her. She's been in our community for a long time. I also know her through the Women of SPAN, the Sacramento Professional Area Network, as well as, I'm trying to think, Carrie Stout-Smith. She's one of our executive women finalists. I got to be honest, there was over 30 nominations for 6 awards. So there's so many women and so many people that are deserving. I want to make sure that I call out Lashana. She is a welder and very non-traditional in her space. I'm very excited to see her and glad that she's nominated again for this award. So it's really great that we can recognize different women for all the different things that they do in our community.
Yeah, I love that. So welding and then also an all-female mariachi band. Mm-hmm. So that is great. And everything in between, right?
Everything in between. Absolutely, yeah.
What categories will these women be recognized for? You mentioned that there's 6. I mean, mm-hmm. it's okay, you don't have to do all 6, but which are the ones that stand out to you?
We have the Vision Award. So a visionary is someone who is recognized for doing something that elevates women in a non-traditional space. We have Women on the Way, which is going to recognize women that are 5 years and under in their industry or practice. Executive Women Award is going to be for our non-business owners, but women that are doing important work in large organizations. And then I'm trying to think, Wise Woman, that's our formerly known as the Women Business Owner of the Year or Women Business Leader of the Year. So those are some of the categories.
Given that you've been part of this organization now for a couple years, you know, I would imagine after an event like this, like, yeah, it's a black tie event, you mm-hmm. know, you get dressed up, you have a good time. But I think the bigger purpose of this is you leave inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Do you feel that way after these galas?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if there's a lot of buildup, it's kind of like a wedding. There's a lot of buildup, a lot of details to take care of and making sure that I'm properly acting as a liaison between all of our corporate partners, our community partners, our members, as well as all of our guests. But I think leaving the event, and I don't know if you know Freddie Silveira, he's wonderful and he's just so great at inspiring the crowd and delivering the message. So
and he'll be the MC.
So Kitty O'Neill is our MC.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Mistress of Ceremonies. And Freddie is going to run our auction. But I think at the end of the day, the thing that's so exciting and exhilarating, also exhausting, will be just to gather everyone in a very meaningful way and to recognize women in our community. So it'll be great.
Christina, thank you so much. You're going to have a great time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Christina Dixon is president-elect of the National Association of Women Business Owners, or NABO, in the Sacramento Valley. And with that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can always email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.